Hey everybody, Pastor Steven Anderson here from Faith Forward Baptist Church in Tempe, Arizona. Every single day, my YouTube channel is just getting bombarded with ridiculous comments from flat earthers. And this video is just going to give one simple proof that just completely destroys the flat earth nonsense. And it's something that all of us can see and observe for ourselves. And that is satellites orbiting the earth. I'm talking about man-made satellites that orbit the earth. You can go outside and literally see them with your naked eye. You can even see the International Space Station with your naked eye under certain conditions. And I personally have seen it many years ago going overhead. Now, how is it that these satellites do not fall out of the sky? And I'm going to explain that to you in a moment. Now, some people have said, no, the satellites don't exist. And you know, it's just cell phone towers that are giving us our GPS coordinates or whatever, you know, the satellite positioning system that GPS works off of. But that isn't true. Look, I used to travel all the time, and I can remember going into some very deep canyons where you have no cell service, the radio is not picking up any channels, but yet you pull out your TomTom and it can still communicate with four or five different satellites because they're directly overhead. And so you're able to get GPS signal even when you can't get the cell signal. But anyway, let me explain to you how this works, why the satellites are able to stay up in the sky, moving through the sky for literally decades or even possibly longer than that. Okay, let me explain to you how this works. So I'm gonna just draw a sketch of the earth. And of course, none of this is going to be to scale. I'm going to exaggerate things a little bit just to help you get the concept. But basically, if this is the earth, and let's say this is the International Space Station, and again, not to scale. Okay. The International Space Station is like 217 miles above the earth. Now, the people that are up in the International Space Station, they're floating around and experiencing weightlessness. Now, a lot of people think that the reason that they're experiencing weightlessness is because there's no gravity in space or something like that. But in reality, the acceleration due to gravity at the International Space Station is like 90% of what it is on the surface of the Earth. And you can do the math, you can plug in Newton's formula on the universal law of gravitation, and you'll find out that they're still experiencing almost as much gravity as we are at that point. So why are they floating around? Why are they weightless? Let me illustrate it to you this way. Let's say you could theoretically build a tower, okay, to the height of the International Space Station. So if you were to theoretically build a tower 217 miles tall, and then if you were to jump off of that tower, it would be like jumping off any other skyscraper. I mean, you would go plummeting down to the earth, you know, instead of accelerating at 9.8 meters per second or 32 feet per second, you know, you would accelerate slightly slower than that, but you'd still be falling at an incredible rate and go splat at the bottom, okay? Because like I said, they have 90% of the gravity up there. Now, let's say theoretically, you were to get a running start and jump off the edge of this building. Well, you're still going to go plummeting to the ground, but you're going to go a little bit further. You know, as you jump out, you're going to go a little further out before going splat. Well, let's say you could move off the edge of the building at some incredible speed, okay, where you're jumping out at an incredible speed and then falling, okay? Now, here's the thing about this. Because the Earth is round, as you get further away, the Earth is also getting further away because the Earth is curving downward. So basically, the idea is that if you could go fast enough off the top of this tower, okay, you'd basically be moving forward at such an incredible rate that as you're falling, the Earth is basically moving out from under you at the same rate that you're falling. And then basically you would just get in this orbit right here, okay? Where basically you're falling, you're in free fall, but because you're moving forward so fast, you're moving to another part of the Earth where the Earth is slightly farther away. And so you can reach this equilibrium where you're basically just falling around the Earth. I hope I explained that in a way that makes sense. But basically, instead of just jumping off and falling straight down, because you're going at an incredible speed, you're falling, but at the same rate you're falling, you're getting further out this way from the Earth, and then those two forces balance out to where you're in orbit. Now, the speed that you would have to go at this height right here of the International Space Station is like 17,000 miles an hour, and that's how fast the International Space Station is moving around the Earth right now. So it's going like 17,000 miles an hour, and it's in free fall at the same time. So the 17,000 miles an hour forward combined with the free fall causes it to just perpetually fall around the Earth without stopping. And this is, and that's what satellites are operating on, the same principle. Now, other satellites are further out, so they don't have to go as fast because there's less gravity the further out you go. So the lateral speed needed is going to be lower. As you get closer to Earth, you got to go faster in order to stay in orbit. But once you're in orbit, inertia is just going to keep this thing moving at that same rate, because they're not running into a bunch of air resistance up there. By the time you get out there, the air has thinned out. There's not a lot of resistance. And so basically they're able to just perpetually, because of inertia, just continue orbiting. It's the same thing with the moon. I mean, why is the moon just perpetually orbiting the Earth? It's the exact same reason. Okay. So here's the thing. Satellites are up there for decades, and they don't, why wouldn't they run out of gas? Why don't they run out of fuel? How can they just fly through the sky, without ever having to fuel? I mean, think about it. An airplane flies across the Atlantic Ocean. It's got to stop and fuel up. Really long flights require a stop for fuel. So how can satellites stay up for decades without needing to refuel? It's because of the fact that it's the force of falling and the inertia of their forward movement that is just keeping them in that perpetual state of orbit. Okay, so how would you explain this from a ridiculous flat Earth perspective? Okay, well, think about it. If the Earth were flat and you've got these satellites flying around in the sky, why wouldn't they just fall out of the sky? What's keeping them up there? And there's no answer for this, okay? And this is why, one of the many reasons why it's just ridiculous and foolish to believe in this flat Earth, I'm not even going to call it a theory because it's not even a theory. This flat Earth delusion, this flat Earth idea is ridiculous because of the fact that satellites are something that we can all observe. You know, like I said, you can go into a very deep canyon where you're not picking up cell signals, you're not picking up radio signals, but you will be able to pick up satellite signals for your GPS. And the only explanation for that is that they're directly overhead, so the walls of the canyon aren't blocking the signal. So you're getting contact with the satellites as they go over in their orbit. And there are tons of these man-made satellites. Like I said, you can see them moving through the sky. How else do you explain these things just perpetually going around the sky? It makes perfect sense when you understand the forces of gravity and when you understand the principles that I laid out of orbiting around a globe. The heavenly bodies are doing the same thing. The space station, the satellites, etc. Here's another illustration to help you understand how this works. Let's say that you were at the top of a skyscraper and you're in an elevator, and the elevator cable breaks and the elevator just starts to drop, okay? Basically, you and the elevator are both falling at the same rate because everything falls at the same rate no matter how much it weighs. So you could drop a 50-pound dumbbell and a 5-pound dumbbell off the top of a building. Don't do it. But if you did, they would both fall and hit the ground at the same time because weight has nothing to do with the acceleration due to gravity. So basically, if you drop these things, they fall at the same time. So you and the elevator would both be in free fall at the same time. And while that elevator were plummeting like that with you inside, you would actually be weightless inside that elevator. You would actually be able to float around in that elevator just like the people are doing in space, because it's not a lack of gravity that's causing them to float around like that. It's actually free fall. It's the fact that they're in a continual state of falling. So if you were in the International Space Station, because you're just free falling all the time, you and the space station are free falling, that's what allows them to float around and experience the feeling of weightlessness. That's why when people are being trained to go into space, they will often, you know, be taken up in a plane or something, and then the plane will just do a dive and just go into free fall so that they can experience that and see what it's like. I hope I made this clear and understandable in this video. If you have any questions, let me know, but I hope that this was helpful. God bless you. Have a great day.